tell me a little bit about what you guys have going on for the 31st annual Calgary Community Menorah Lighting.
Well, first of all, happy Hanukkah to all. And Hanukkah started last night, the holiday of Hanukkah. This evening, we're celebrating our 31st Calgary Community Menorah Lighting at City Hall, the atrium of City Hall, where we expect a big crowd of Jews and non-Jews who are going to join us for the event with dignitaries, special program for children with a magic show, and suganiyot, which is donuts and latkes, traditional food that we eat on Hanukkah, prizes for children, and celebrating the holiday of Hanukkah, which has a universal message of freedom of expression, freedom of religion, which is what this holiday celebrates. We expect the mayor of the city to join us, Mayor Nenshi, as well as the premier, Premier Kenny, will join us as well, and other dignitaries, and it's going to be lots of fun.
All right. And with this being the 31st year, you know, how much has this, you know, event kind of changed over the year here in the city of Calgary?
How did it change?
Yeah, like how has it grown through the years?
Oh, it has grown tremendously. I mean, we started with maybe 200 people right by Heritage Park with an outdoor menorah. Then we had it 2 years at the Olympic Plaza, again outdoors. And when we seen that that it is growing and that the weather doesn't always cooperate, we built another menorah to the indoors of the atrium of City Hall, and we're holding the event indoors. And usually we get a crowd of even 500 to 700 people. Today I don't know, as it is going. Many people are away now, but it's still going to be lots of fun and a lot of excitement and music. We have a band. We have different talents who are coming for a special presentation. And the overall message, again, is publicizing the miracle of the power of the few that stand up for what is right. And God helps.
All right. And it also says here that you are honoring Between Friends. So what is it that you're doing to honor that charitable organization?
So it's more than a charitable organization. It's an organization that deals with that helps children with special needs to bring out their inner talents and inner abilities to the open, which they have done tremendously. And we're honoring them by there will be a presentation about the organization, the CEO. Susan Jacquette, who has been the CEO for over 20 years, is going to say a few words, and the message is going to be that every single soul, every single human being is a candle that is waiting to be lit, and all we need to do is light that candle, and then that candle will start to shine. And that's what Between Friends is doing, and we congratulate them for their tremendous, tremendous efforts and success in bringing out the best hidden in those souls.
All right. Anything else on the topic that we haven't touched on that you might want to just add?
Celebration, miracle of light, and the message of Hanukkah is God helps those who help themselves. Just don't give in to pressure, to peer pressure, and to pressure of oppression. Just do what is right, stand up for what is right, and good and kindness will win. And a little bit of light pushes away lots of darkness, and one act of kindness will change the world.